This program is presented by a community producer through Midland Community Television. The City of Midland and MCTV are not responsible for the content of the program. The views presented do not necessarily represent those of the City of Midland or MCTV. If you would like to produce your own program, contact MCTV at 837-3474 or access our website, cityofmidland.mi.gov/MCTV.
Hi, welcome to Virtual Collection. We're here with Stacy Hitzman and John Binsley talking about the Rock City Box. So welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So how did you get involved with the Rock City Boxing?
So I was in school to be a physical therapist, and my dear friend Joan's sister found or watched a commercial about Rock City Boxing in our headquarters in Indianapolis,
right? And she called me because my husband Tom had Parkinson's, and she said, there's something I'm watching on television called Rock City Boxing, you better look it up. And I thought, okay, and I Googled it, and I found a gym. The only one in Michigan at the time was in Grand Rapids.
Wow.
So we started driving twice a month to Grand Rapids, and it was a long drive, and it was at night. And so I told Stacy during one of our lunch dates that we would have every couple months, I told her that I had been taking Tom there. And a few weeks later, she was interested. And a couple weeks later, she called me, and she said, I'm going to Indianapolis. And I said, what for? And she said, to become a coach for Rock City Boxing.
Hello.
Yay.
Right. So it's like fun physical therapy, right?
Yes.
Because it's active and everybody has a condition that they're fighting against.
Okay.
But you're not to say just in a PT clinic. And I've had knee replacement, so I know the exercises and seeing the patients, and you know, it's more energetic and active, and it's different every day. So it feeds right into my ADHD that I have, because it's different. And so I love it, and it was great. Yep, that's how it all started. And then we were the fourth one then in the state to be able to open.
Well, congratulations.
So thank you.
Yes, thank you. We're very proud of what we have, of what Stacy has accomplished, because she does all the hard work.
It's a teamwork, yeah.
So can anyone come to the Rock City Boxing?
So anybody can come as a volunteer, right?
Okay.
Like you came and worked out with us last week, and so we welcome anyone that doesn't have Parkinson's as a volunteer. And then we have caregivers that we allow to come. We're one of the few programs, I think one of the only programs, where your care partner, your spouse.
I'm a corner man.
Yeah.
See,
in the boxing
jacket world.
Yeah, in the boxing world, the corner men are outside the ring, right? They come and they towel you down and give you water and then send you back into the fight. So in our world, the corner men are spouses, grandkids, the neighbor, a friend that want to come and support the fighter in the class. They get gloves on, they get wraps, and they do the workout with the fighter. Now, if the fighter has to have a wheelchair or an assistant device, the corner man's job is to keep them off the floor, they can't fall, to get their water, get their gloves on, and to help them at each station. But if they are independent enough, we want the caregiver to hit the bags, keep their strength up, have the camaraderie with other corner men, right? To then feel like you're not alone with a spouse or a loved one that's fighting this disease. And then it lets them have their strength too, so as the disease progresses, and let's say their loved one falls, they can help them get up off the floor safely because they have the strength to help with that. Plus then, when their fighter is, like I said, walking a balance beam, holding a medicine ball, standing on one leg while they're doing flashcards, you never do that in the real world. So we make the gym hard. So when you're out in the real world, you can go bend down and hug your grandchild. You can pick up the laundry. You can go to the soccer fields. And like ours, you got to walk 2 miles, it feels like, to get to the game. You're not scared of that uneven surface, because in the gym, I've made you do all that this week. So then your corner man or your loved one feels like, I can go down the road and have coffee. You know, Henry's fine there. Sally's good at home because I saw what they did in the gym this week. Right? Like today, we flipped tires. They had two partners, had to hold a bag up. They did play Connect Four against each other, but they also threw medicine balls against the wall. We're not going to do that at home. But when I'm like, hey, can you grab that gallon of milk? You don't think it's going to then tip them over backwards because you've seen what they've done in the gym. So it takes down their fear, and they don't, because they, and then they know how hard their fighter worked today. So they earned their nap this afternoon.
Oh, yes, the nap. Right? They always say you can get a nap, and I'm ready for mine.
Right, too. So that's why we encourage. And as we're only one, because if you got prescribed PT, your loved one can't go to PT with you and work out with you. We're rock steady. We embrace that. We want the corner men in the gym. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not required for our, we call level 1-2, those that are still independent. They pass a fall assessment. Their balance is still okay. But when they get to that level 3-4, the corner man has to be there to keep them safe. So if they've got someone beside them, they feel like they can give it their all on the bag and not feel like they're going to punch it and then tip over, because there's one job that corner man has is to keep them off the floor. It's a really awkward ride home probably then afterwards or dinner that night if you're like, honey, you made me fall, right? You had one job, keep me off the floor. So, but that's why our corner men, we want them to come in the gym. But to be in the program, it is for Parkinson's by Parkinson's. So we always say, they affectionately call themselves Parkies, right? And our founder was a young onset Parkie. He was diagnosed at 38.
Wow.
Yes, 38. And he was the Indiana state prosecutor for Indianapolis. And he was unable to start going on TV anymore. And, you know, his tremors were really bad. And so his buddy was a boxer. And he said, come start working out with me. And then when he did, he noticed that his tremors were better. And he said, my hands are rock steady now. Could start doing his TV. And but because it specifically targets the 28 common symptoms with Parkinson's, and not everybody has the same symptoms, but the 28 core symptoms are what we focus on. And now it's been 17 years. We have data from Cleveland Clinic and the University Mayo Clinic. And the biggest one just was researched and put out in September 2022, John Hopkins, genetically bred mice with Parkinson's. Wow. Right? So they gave them Parkinson's right from the get-go. Then the mice that had Parkinson's, they gave them an endurance hormone called irisin. So when you hit, and you know when you work out, when you get to that stage of your workout where you want to quit and you keep enduring the workout, our bodies secrete a hormone. And in that hormone stopped Parkinson's. And so right there, they're like, now they know why exercise slows the disease. And it is directly because of the irisin hormone that way. So that's our biggest breakthrough. Because we always knew exercise worked, but we didn't know why. Yeah, so.
So I have someone in my family that has Parkinson's.
Yes.
And my question is for you. How can they learn how to box in and still move their hands?
Yes, so when anybody walks in, I mean, I have a couple fighters, right? But there's millions of people that box that don't get Parkinson's, and there's millions of people that have Parkinson's that never boxed.
Okay.
So, right, so for someone to walk in the gym and think, am I gonna get hit in the head? Are they gonna punch me? And they don't know how to throw a jab or a cross. So that's part of even the therapy is cognitively to remember a jab is full extension in the rotation of your hands. So we work through boxing basics at first.
And it's non-contact.
Yeah, it's non-contact. It's you against the station, right? So you're not fighting you, you're fighting that bag for 2 minutes and then 1 minute water and then you move to the next station. But the hardest part is to walk through the door. Because it's very intimidating, and you think, well, I've already got Parkinson's, and how am I going to keep up? And I don't know how to box. Who wants to do that? Wow. But once they walk through the door, and they see all their friends there, and everybody has Parkinson's, and you're not alone anymore, and you feel that, we say misery loves company, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're working out for an hour and a half, you're with a group that's all in it at the same thing that you are. So you get friendship, and now you're buddies, and you're going to see them the next day. And so it, you get that drive to come to class more than just going to a local gym, let's say, because you're there by yourself and you don't know what to do. I take that guest workout. So I design the workouts. And as an organization, as a whole, we focus on a symptom set a week. So then I know we're doing the same workout that someone in Italy is doing in Germany, and they're just as miserable all around the world, we say, right? Working out that day, but that stops the disease that day.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, what is your favorite memory?
I would say the joys of seeing the parkies in the gym. When someone comes in and they have Parkinson's, and we've told you all about how they are so afraid, and they accomplish something, it's a big cheer. We clap. We're so happy that they have accomplished that.
Yeah.
And it's like you when you swim a lap and you're so proud because your time got better.
Yeah.
That's what
Thank
it's
you.
Like in the gym. Yes. And everybody's happy for you. And that's what it's meant to me. I never thought with my husband getting Parkinson's that today I would be sitting here with you.
Mm-hmm.
It is so rewarding.
Yes.
And we both cry.
Yeah, I cry all the time because it's just so heartfelt.
It is very heartfelt.
But I do. I love it when they bring in their walker or their cane, and then in a couple weeks, they have, if we get our hands on them, I always say, right, before they say, well, my Parkinson's isn't bad yet, or I don't think. It's like, no, we want to slow it down before it gets to that point, right? We want to stop it now, like blocking the dam from leaking more water. Right, we want to plug it. But when they come, and then 2 weeks later, they forget their cane, and they have to come back in from the parking lot and go, oh, I forgot my walker.
Right. That's
well, you don't need it anymore, but it's maybe required where they live, right, if they're in a Candlestone or somewhere like that. And I just laugh. I'll say, oh, sure, you little cheater. You think you need the cane now? Now they don't, but that's what I love is when I see them get up off the floor for the first time in 15 years or that.
Get down on the floor.
Right, and to say, well, I haven't done this in forever, and they do it.
And
it's
they're
like,
just so proud of themselves.
But we just say, well, you're just deconditioned, right? You're not, age is just a number. The disease is there, but there's people, we've got a ninja warrior, right? Jimmy Choi. Yeah. He says, I'm in better shape now that I have Parkinson's because it makes me get off my butt and work out.
Yes.
And we say, it doesn't matter how slow you go, you're still lapping the person that's sitting on the couch, right?
Yes.
So, you know, our oldest is 94. He comes once a week. Red isn't like knocking down walls right now, but he's still moving and he's the head of his peer group that way. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's great.
So, where can we learn more about Rocksteady Boxing?
What was the question?
How can you learn about Rocksteady?
So, well, if you are normally, your doctor will tell you, whether it's a neurologist or perhaps a physical therapist, because your doctor sent you to a physical therapist to try to get some, you know, strength, then hopefully they have heard about Rocksteady Boxing.
Right.
And you have to have a doctor's release to come, because we don't want anybody in the gym that we don't know if they have some issue, because everybody usually has something else wrong with them. They may have, you know, heart issues or something to that effect. So we want to know exactly what their condition is, and we can modify everything. You know, when you walk into our gym and you see that boxing bag and you're like, I can't hit that. Well, we have a lightweight one. Maybe if you're small, we have several petite women that probably you could blow over. You know, they're so tiny. They hit the bag, but they're hitting it as hard as they can, but it's a lightweight bag.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And then someone that might be in a wheelchair or walker,
right?
Every station is modified for them, so we combined all of our classes together for our friends to all be in the same boat.
Yep.
And a lot of times they just go on Google and they'll go Rocksteady Boxing. And they might hit the, like I said, I always say the Italy one. It always sounds so nice to hear them go, oh, ciao bella. No, they're like, ah. And then you stumble upon the German one and you got Hans Lawrence going, and yelling at him, but he's motivating them, but it's so far. Yes. So I say type Rocksteady Mid Michigan.
Yes.
Or Rocksteady Boxing, and then you'll see, you hit our mothership, as we call it, our main headquarters in Indy. They have a TV crew there every day, day, because they have 280 fighters at that location themselves, but they'll have the TV crew from Italy. They'll have Leslie Stahl from 60 Minutes, so every day they have a TV crew there because we're worldwide. We're in 19 countries. When I started in 2016, we were the fourth one to open in Michigan, but we were only 235 locations in that 10 years. Now the next seven, we're over now 1,000 because of the data supports it. And now there's one, we have them in, I say, you think Israel, and with everything going on right now, we do check in with them and to make sure they're okay, right? But they are still providing the service that they can. There's one in Russia. There's one in Japan. We would like to have one in every county. I wish we had one in Midland County and Coleman and Beaverton, because I have people that drive from Flint twice a month or twice a week. Where we say Bad Axe, West Branch, because we're the furthest one north, unfortunately, in Michigan. Is higher than the national average for Parkinson's. So not we like being number one, but not, number in one that. In that.
And we don't know why.
And we don't know
why. That is, we usually ask people who come in who have Parkinson's, what did you do for a living? Just for Stacy and I to know if there's some commonality. And there isn't really. There really isn't anything that we can put our finger on. And we were told that it wasn't hereditary. At least I was told it wasn't hereditary. My husband's brother had Parkinson's as well as him. We have a set of twin females in the gym. We were astounded. Mm-hmm. But then we had a husband and wife. Right. How did that happen?
So
it's we don't know. We don't know.
Thank you. That's great. We love it.
Yeah. So thank you so much for
thank you for having us.
We love talking.
We like to spread the love.
Yep, we love to spread the love. We love talking about Parkinson's, and we hope that all of the people that may watch this, everyone knows someone that knows someone that has Parkinson's.
Yes.
So spread the word.
Yes. It doesn't matter if it's mine or like your grandmother or,
yes.
or someone that's in Florida. I mean, there's a ton in Florida. We have them everywhere. Just go just observe and see. You know, we were to say we're just an adult romper room that hits stuff, right? We're a support group that punches things and have that. And when I say, well, I'm a coach. I own a boxing gym. I'm not intimidating because I have knee replacement. I'm a little chubby. I'm not this, like, world-renowned athlete that I'm like, I expect you to hold a plank for 10 minutes, right? Yeah. It's very because it's just a group that gets together to fight a disease.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. So thank you for having us.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you so much for having us.
And I want to say I'm sorry for the coughing. And thank you for watching the Virtual Connection. And I want to thank Stacy Hispin, John Billingsley, for the Rock City Boxing. My name's Bill Jimwright. Of a Drunk Connection, sign off. Hi, welcome to Virtual Connection. We have Laura Brigham and Gretchen Soap talking about Broadway Fright at Creative 360s. So welcome.
Welcome, thank you. Thank you so much.
Hi, you're so welcome. So how did you get involved with Broadway Fright production?
Well, I actually invented Broadway Flights. I used to do cabaret performances, put them together here at Creative 360, and then everyone kind of started doing them around town, so I was looking for something different to do.
Okay.
And so I came up with this, and if you don't know what a Broadway flight is, it is sort of like a cabaret-style show. But what I do is I actually give people a taste test of four different shows, very different Broadway shows. And I have a little bit of the storyline thrown in with a narrator so that people get a good idea of what the shows each are without sitting through the entire show.
Wow.
And I started doing them a few years ago, and Gretchen joined on the very first one. She's the only performer that's done every single one so far.
Wow.
And we've done five, six?
This will be our sixth?
This one will be our sixth. The one upcoming will be our sixth, and she's done all of them.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then a few years ago, when I met Laura when I was 12, I started doing her cabarets that she had previously mentioned. And then I got a message from her one day that was like, send me 20 of your dream roles. Not that many, but I probably sent about 50. Because I just have a lot of fun with these kinds of things and these really obscure niche shows that don't get performed often. We kind of had the opportunity to do them here, so I really, really love doing this.
Do you have auditions each time you do the show?
Oh, do I have auditions? No, not each time. It's interesting. We did sort of a year-long, what are you interested in our whole year kind of audition.
Wow.
And I just said, what do you like to do? What are you interested in doing? I think sometimes auditions can be very scary for people. And so I really like to work with just anybody who's interested.
Okay.
But what I did is I said, come and audition on this day. Tell me what you're interested in. And when something's right for you, I'll just call you. So I try, when people reach out, I try to get them involved as quickly as possible. A long time ago, I struggled with what my personal mission was. I love Creative 360's mission, but I kind of wanted something of my own. And I realized through this program and another one that I do here called Art Speaks, that my personal mission is to lift up other people's voices. And so I wanted to bring in as many different people as possible. So there are times with one of these that I'll bring in an entire choir to sing in one
of
them. Yeah, we had one with 54 people in it. So,
That's a lot.
Then we have some with just 20 people in it and only a few people. So,
wow.
So I could include more people.
That's really nice to do.
Thank you.
The other thing I think is really special about these shows is that not every musical was actually successful. Like, for instance, a few Broadway flights ago, we got to do Titanic, which was a massive flop on Broadway and was a disaster, but it has this beautiful, beautiful score. So we're able to tell that beautiful story and give a voice to this wonderful music written without having to go through the trials and tribulations of actually producing the show.
Right. Right. There are shows out there that you need a lot of crazy things for, and not a lot of theaters don't do them because of that. Or if it's a show that nobody's heard of, theaters won't do it because it might not sell the tickets, right?
Yes.
But we can do them because I just mix them up with other things, and then stuff no one's heard of, we get to do, and stuff that we could never afford to do. You know, I actually did Titanic once, and we had a 6-ton hydraulic lift in the show for the whole boat to sink. And we obviously, no one, and I don't think in Michigan can afford that. So we're able to do shows like that and let people's imagination, you know, in the audience, let them use their imagination.
Do you have a favorite memory from all the shows?
That's probably a you question.
I do. Oh, I certainly do. My favorite memories in general are when mistakes happen, because I tend to learn from them the most. And specifically in the last Broadway flight that we did, I had, my mom was in it, and so was one of my students. I'm a voice teacher here in Midland. So I know how badly they wanted to succeed, and I wanted the exact same for them. And then ultimately, on one of the numbers, we all just kind of got lost because the mic feedback was just getting so loud and the musicians couldn't hear us. And we literally had to stop the number and start from the beginning.
Wow.
And I was so anxious in that moment, but then the audience just clapped for us. And it just proves to me that, like, this is live theater. It's gonna happen. But this community is so loving and caring, and they care that we're up there telling an awesome story. And, you know, I got to perform it with my mom, which was awesome.
That's fun.
That was one of my favorite things, is that since Gretchen's going to be going to college next year and leaving me, I wanted her to be able to do a show with her mom. I found out her mom sings, and so I put them in a show together playing mother and daughter musical version of Freaky Friday,
yes.
Which is an old movie where the parent and child switch their, like, spirits switch bodies, I guess, in some magical way. So they got to perform together, and it was really nice to see.
Yeah. Gretchen, are you performing anywhere else around Midland?
Yes, maybe too many. So I do this. I am also currently in Noel at the Temple Theater in Saginaw. I'm a senior at Dow High School here in Midland, and right now we are doing Alice by Heart, which is this super awesome musical written by the guys who wrote Spring Awakening. And it's the story of Alice in Wonderland, but told on the background of the Blitz during World War II in the bunkers of London. So it's this really, really cool, intricate story.
You sing at My Element, too.
Oh, yeah. I do a lot of gigs at My Element, Grains and Grounds here in Midland. And I am in the next Broadway flight that we are doing. And I will not say my role, but it's very fun.
Oh, that's important. So we don't tell anyone what the shows are before they come see the show. It's a secret. So I always pick four shows, and they're always very different. But I don't tell anyone what the shows are before they come, because I don't want someone to hear a show that they don't know and say, I don't know that, I don't want to go see that. And I don't want them to hear a show that they maybe don't like that well and go, I don't like that show, I'm not going to see it. I want them to just trust me. They just need to trust me. And they always have a good time. So it's a big secret. We don't tell. So the January one's coming up, and everyone knows that the actors know the show they're in, but they don't know any of the other ones.
Wow.
And no one, I try to get them to not tell too many people what the show is. I mean, it gets out. Some people, it gets out. But the cool thing about it is that they find out when they come, because every Broadway flight ticket comes with either a wine flight or a lemonade flight. So each one, each ticket, you can choose which one. Obviously, if you're under 21, you don't get to choose. either four wines or four lemonades, and each one is paired to the show. So maybe there's like a country lemonade, you know, like a country time lemonade for a show that has country music in it. Or we did, I think, some kind of dark cherry red lemonade for Jekyll and Hyde, because, you know, there's like blood and murder. So we try to pair them to the shows, and that comes as part of the ticket. So.
Wow. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being on the Flight to One Connection.
Thank you for having us.
You're so welcome.
Yes, thank you.
And also, before we go, would you mind seeing a few songs for us, Gretchen? So we can have an example of Broadway flight production.
All right, are you ready to sing, Gretchen? Give them a couple little tidbits?
Yes, and I'll be giving a few examples of the different styles of shows that we've been talking about.
Thought I saw with MGM, I won't see that dream die. Oh, come and listen. Give me a quiet night, a stack of books, a tune of mouth on rye, a simple walk together underneath a starry sky. And when summer turns to autumn in the town that you are from, then the colors of paradise come. Then the colors of paradise come. Bring my baby home, my baby. By looking in his eyes, will I see beyond tomorrow? By looking in his eyes, will I see beyond the sorrow that I feel?
This program is presented by a community producer through Midland Community Television. The City of Midland and MCTV are not responsible for the content of the program. The views presented do not necessarily represent those of the City of Midland or MCTV. If you would like to produce your own program, contact MCTV at 837-3474 or access our website, cityofmidlandmi.gov/MCTV. We hope you enjoy the following presentation.